Khan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here, 720 WGN. I'm going to tell you how you can join us in Mexico coming up in just a little bit.
Woohoo!
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Can't wait for that, even though it's March, which feels like forever.
From
it's
going
to be a great trip.
Yes, it is going to be a great trip, and I think you should join us. I think that's what should happen here. And I got tickets to go see the Blackhawks taking on the New Jerseys on Thursday.
How about that?
We'll be at the United Center for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot. It's a lot happening here. A lot happening, including Donald Trump making, I think, probably one of the more sensitive appointments that he's going to make that any whomever the president would have been would have to make here as the new director of the Health and Human Services, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and the former Secretary of Health and Human Services now joining us to talk about it. Kathleen Sebelius is with us. And now, you know, Tom Price, I'm assuming, Secretary. And do you think that this is a, regardless of the politics, a wise choice?
Well, I think that there's no question Congressman Price knows the healthcare system. He has been an active member of the House of Representatives for over a decade, and was certainly one of the most strident opponents of the Affordable Care Act, of a lot of the efforts to expand health care. And he is a medical provider. He's a orthopedic surgeon. So I think that if indeed the Trump administration intends to take away the coverage that now 20 million additional Americans enjoy and dismantle the Medicare program, which about 53 million seniors and disabled Americans receive benefits from, then Tom Price may be the choice that they want. But he has made it very clear that that is his opinion, and one that now the Trump administration seems to be embracing.
Well, there's a difference, though, between politics and governance, right? And what these people say on the campaign trail versus what actually happens, I think a lot that you've been an elected official. You were governor of Kansas, so you understand how people sometimes in the game of politics will say one thing and then when they get in to do the job, the issues that confront them change their outcome. Now, what I think, what Donald Trump has now said in subsequent interviews was, well, he would like to keep the kids on the health care, the parents' health care, if they're living at home till they're 26, and protect pre-existing conditions from being used against the people who have them. Is that doable under the current, if you change the economic structure, is that even remotely doable? Those are expensive, aren't they?
Well, they're not only expensive, but they don't work unless they're connected to a bigger puzzle. Part of the goal, clearly, of the Affordable Care Act is getting folks who did not have affordable workplace insurance. So they either had a job that insurance wasn't offered, or they, were working two or three part-time jobs and didn't have the resources to buy their own insurance. So that slice of the marketplace, which is a pretty small slice, putting them in a big pool, so you'd have healthy people and sick people at the same time, and then offering the same kind of package that you would get if you worked for a large employer, a range of benefits, hospital care, and maternity care, and
Secretary, don't answer the door, whatever you do.
I thought there was a workbench behind you. Someone was doing some woodworking.
I've seen this in the movies. Don't answer the door.
Yeah.
The call's coming from within the house.
There was somebody at the door.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. But anyway, getting that slice of the marketplace, some affordable coverage, you can't, I think, pick and choose or the whole thing collapses. So if you say to insurance companies, which I think is a really important step forward that we made, if you say to insurance companies, you actually have to sell insurance to people who might get sick and use their policies. You can't eliminate people who have some kind of pre-existing condition, or you can't throw them out once they get sick, all of which the Affordable Care Act did. If you then don't have a way to get the healthy people to purchase insurance, if you don't have some financial help for people to come into the market who don't have resources, then you really have actually put insurance companies in a very difficult position, because they have to sell coverage. The only people who would buy coverage are people when they're getting sick.
Right.
You know, you could
right.
sign up for it on the way into an emergency room. So the pieces don't work. It sounds interesting. It sounds good. Now, again, Tom Price has said in the past, he's introduced legislation, and he basically says, I don't think, you know, we should have insurance companies have to sell to people who get sick. We'll just run high-risk pools, which means you take everybody with a pre-existing condition, isolate them from insurance, and put them in some sort of a pool. And frankly, I've run a high-risk pool, and it doesn't work very well.
Well, economically, it would have to be very expensive for the for somebody, whether it's the government or the person.
Well, for the patient. No, it isn't. It isn't the government. You know, they cap it and say we'll only pay up to this much. But if you're only in a pool with sick people, then very quickly it becomes totally unaffordable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It seems like, you know, so you've already heard from Planned Parenthood, they're not a fan because of his views on that issue, and gay rights groups are also opposed to him. But if you look at this pick from Trump's perspective, he is the author, has carefully thought through these issues and already come up with a plan to replace Obamacare. Does it seem to you inevitable now that, you know, if he does sail through as the pick, that Republicans have already said they are going to repeal and replace Obamacare? This pick basically says they are dead serious about doing that, and that it feels fairly inevitable that that might happen. That's going to happen.
Well, again, I think as we started this conversation, it is one thing to make promises on a campaign trail, and it's, you know, the House has voted 50 some odd times, and Congressman Price was one of those House members to repeal the law.
Yeah.
That's
but they knew it wasn't going to. I mean, that was,
yes.
Let's
you
just be honest about it. That was political cover.
You absolutely. So, you know, take a state like Illinois, mm-hmm. Where you have a Republican governor, an expanded Medicaid population that now is woven into the state budget. You have people who have lots of insurance coverage that they didn't have before. Trying to take that away and not have an impact on private industry, not have an impact on those patients, not have an impact on the state budget, is a much more difficult puzzle to solve. So I do think that, yes, Congressman Price is a representative of the wing of the party who has consistently said, you know, we want to put the rules back in the hands of insurance companies. He certainly has been a strident opponent of women's reproductive health issues. But he says he wants to look out for patients. And I'm hoping at the end of the day that those are the folks whose voices he will listen to, people who now have, you know, some rescue from the financial ruin they were facing, or the parents of kids who I talked to who had a child with some kind of pre-existing condition and said, you know, I now can breathe a sigh of relief because my child can be insured and I don't have to worry what will happen when my husband and I die. Or the people who say, you know, there's now a limit on our out-of-pocket costs and we can now pay for coverage that we need. So there are millions of folks out there who I think want a part in this debate. And hopefully that will be, once you're faced with real people and real situations, I think it may be more difficult to take away.
Well, and the press.
Coverage.
I mean, you think about, I mean, as much as the press is going to be marginalized here and made to be the clowns that I guess that everybody thinks we are, there will be stories, as you're pointing out, Secretary, that will indicate, you know, what will appear to be injustices within the system. And I'll tell you another thing. Wait till Ivanka hears about this, you know, Planned Parenthood stuff. I mean, she is going to be, she's not going to be happy about it. She's going to have a meeting. It's going to be like House of Cards.
Right.
She's going to have a meeting with the secretary about this. You're not going to want to do this now, are you? And then next thing you know, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be like a veto. I have a lot of, I can't sleep at night, Secretary. I just can't. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
Nice to talk to you. And hopefully we can continue the conversation.
Yes.
Love that.
I think the conversation does continue. Kathleen Sebelius, former Secretary of Health and Human Services and Governor of Kansas.